Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
The West Indies handed New Zealand an unexpected 203-run thrashing in the fifth and final one international to tie the series 2-2. Batting first, the West Indies posted 363 for 4, with Kirk Edwards and Dwayne Bravo scoring centuries, while New Zealand bowled out just 160 in fewer than 30 overs. Edwards' 123 not out was his maiden ODI century, while Bravo's 106 in 81 balls was his second three-figure score. New Zealand, rather like the West Indies had done earlier in the series when faced with a massive target, folded completely and were all out with more than 20 overs remaining. Corey Anderson topscored with 29 in 24 balls, and Carl Mills at 26. But once the West Indies had taken early wickets, there was no way back for the hosts. Left-arm spinner Nikita Miller was the West Indian star with the ball, as he took 4 for 45, with Jason Holt and Andre Russell grabbing 2 wickets apiece. The first of 2 2020 internationals between the sides will take place in Hamilton on Saturday. The first day of the second test between Pakistan and Sri Lanka in Dubai ran along similar lines to the first test in Abu Dhabi, except this time Sri Lanka dominated proceedings. It was they who bowled out the side batting first cheaply, and the only blemish on their day came when one of their openers was dismissed late on. Pakistan were bundled out for 165 in fewer than 64 overs, before Sri Lanka closed on 57 for 1 in 16. Rangana Harath finished with figures of 3 for 25, the impressive recalled Noam Pradeep 3 for 62, Shamindra Ranga 2 for 25, and Sarangal Akmal took 2 for 45. Karam Manzoor meanwhile scored 46% of Pakistan's runs that came from the bat, by making 73. Where Pakistan had crawled along in the early part of their innings, Sri Lanka scored their runs at a decent rate early on, with Dimuth Karunamani playing the lead hand with 32 in just 43 balls. He struck 7 falls before falling 5 overs before stumps, when Junaid Khan got one to angle back from outside off stump and strike him on the pads. At stumps, both Kaushal Silver and Kumar Sangakkara had reached 12 not out, complete a thoroughly satisfactory day's work for Sri Lanka. England team director Andy Flowers issued a statement saying that reports in the media that he has issued an ultimatum to the ECB are inaccurate. Reports to a number of English newspapers claim that Flowers told the ECB he will quit his post if batsman Kevin Pearson remains part of the squad. Reports suggest that the relationship between Flowers and Pearson has completely broken down and that one or both will have to make way. However, the ECB issued a statement this morning in which Flower refutes that claim. And Cricket Scotland have confirmed that Peter Steyn will step down as head coach in mid-December, paving the way for Paul Collingwood and Craig Wright to take over. Although Collingwood and Wright were put in charge of the ICC World Qualifier campaign, which begins later this month in New Zealand, no official word on Steyn's departure had been revealed. However, it has now been confirmed that Steyn will brought an end to his six-year reign as coach, as the team failed to qualify for the forthcoming ICC World 2020 in Bangladesh.